Entraînement aux épreuves communes en cours d'année de première. Épreuve 1. Compréhension de l'oral. Page 128.
Sarah Jacobson Purewall is a technology writer and, fair to say, a selfie enthusiast. Right there, Sarah?
That's correct.
You've reviewed a bunch of selfie editing apps for Macworld. I want you to tell us a little bit about what's out there for those who want to improve their appearance before a post and maybe don't want to just take 1,000 selfies and choose the best one.
Well, there are actually a whole bunch of different apps that you can use to edit your selfies. You can do everything from sort of photoshopping your face so that you have, you know, clearer skin and fewer wrinkles and the dark circles go away, to even making yourself taller, although admittedly those apps don't do as good of a job.
Now, for some people, it sounds a little vain to edit your selfies. But for you, you say the pictures are part of a person's personal brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that while a lot of people find it easy to say, well, you're taking a photo of yourself and you're posting it online for people to sort of rate, I can see how that superficially looks like vanity. At the same time, I think that it really gives a lot of the younger generation a platform to express themselves without being incredibly harshly judged. Because the selfie is such a casual form of expression, no one is going to expect you to look absolutely perfect.